Macmillan Audio presents Summer Water by Sarah Moss. Read for you by Morven Christie.
The sounds of blood and air. Dawn. There's no sunrise, no birdsong. Light seeps over the water, through the branches. The sky is lying on the loch, filling the trees, heavy in the spaces between the pine needles, settling between blades of grass and mottling the pebbles on the beach. Although there's no distance between cloud and land, nowhere for rain to fall, it is raining. The sounds of water on leaves and bark, on roofs and stones, windows and cars, become as constant as the sounds of blood and air in your own body. You would notice soon enough if it stopped. She could have kept going. Justine has slept the way she used to sleep before taking a morning flight. You wake to check the time, reach out in the dark for your phone, for the button you can find in your sleep. It tells you not yet. There are hours still, hours you can spend warm and oblivious, almost as many as when you last looked. You dream of packing and hurrying and wake again. It must be nearly time, might even be late, but only 20 minutes have passed. Sleep again, wake again. The short summer night lasting implausible hours. Something deep in your brain, some ancient bit of wiring or plumbing originally developed to deal with the beginning of the salmon run.